Vermonters are known for being outdoorsy, but racism in the outdoor industry means hiking, skiing, biking, and climbing can be inaccessible, even dangerous, for people of color. Anna Lesmus is with the University of Vermont Community News Service. She spent time with some of the people and organizations making outdoor recreation safer and more joyful for Vermonters of color.
44, I think. All right. Let's roll out!
Radical Adventure Riders, or RAR, host a regular Friday morning bike ride through Burlington. RAR's mission is to challenge the narrative that bike groups only exist for a certain kind of outdoorsy person. Sequoia Young is one of the leaders of the group.
Radical Adventure Riders is, in its core, like a movement for gender and racial equity.
Young worked in bike shops for 12 years, and they noticed a common theme in the biking community.
It's like, oh, it was created by white cis men. And so like, oh, no wonder that also the people who are comfortable hanging out and going to bike shops and like participating in these events are white cis men. And so a lot of what we are trying to do is like center anybody other than that.
I had always been like interested in outdoor recreation.
Sean Hernet recently graduated from the University of Vermont. There, she ran POCO, the People of Color Outdoors Club. Hernet has worked in outdoor recreation, and she loves to be outside.
Even if that means just sitting outside and like staring at birds or like going for a very simple walk in the woods.
But she's experienced racism in the outdoor industry, which is why she says organizations like POCO are so important.
I believe that like taking up space, especially in like predominantly white spaces, insisting that you do get to be there and like enjoying those spaces, like kind of like reclaiming that space for yourself, I think can be a really radical act of like resistance.
POCO's goal is to get more students of color involved in outdoor activities, and Unlikely Riders has a similar mission. They're a nonprofit that supports Vermonters of color in mountain sports. On a recent Tuesday, Unlikely Riders members met up to rock climb at a climbing gym in Essex. Miguel Reda is their director of communications.
We really just try to center BIPOC joy. I think there's a lot of moments that we can be in community and outdoors, and having folks who have a similar upbringing and kind of cultural background from you just, you know, is incredible.
Unlikely Riders runs a winter gear closet, connecting members with outdoor sports clothes and equipment. And at their events, the professionals in the group teach the newbies, which makes learning a new sport way less intimidating.
Having folks who are experts in our community to be able to instill those skills and lessons and knowledge is just really powerful.
And Reda says organizations like this one combat the long history of racism and segregation in outdoor recreation. And that's something Carolyn Finney knows a lot about. She's a cultural geographer who studies the relationship between race, land, and belonging in the United States.
It's a really interesting time to be in this body doing this work.
Finney served on the National Parks Advisory Board during the Obama administration, and she says her work is personal.
My father fought the Korean War, and when he came back in the 50s looking for a job, he thought working for the Park Service would be a great job. And when he went to apply for that job in the state of Virginia, I think it was up until 1956, it was against the law to hire a black person at the Park Service.
Finney says systemic racism in the outdoors persists today.
Because it has always persisted.
Since our country's founding, we've had laws that dictate who gets to own and use land. Those laws and the way they're enforced have made it harder for people of color to fully participate in and to be leaders in the outdoor industry, regardless of the fact that people of color have always cared for, worked in, and enjoyed outdoor spaces.
But they're not acknowledged. Their body of knowledge isn't acknowledged. Sometimes it's extracted and used, but it's not acknowledged. And their very presence and the love that they have for these places is not acknowledged either.
Finney says these conversations about land are never just about land.
It is about economic and political power. It is about legacy. It is about people getting to decide who gets to come in. And it is about the right to say you belong.
Our country's legacy, she says, is one of exclusion and erasure. And for that to change, we need to address civil rights and access to outdoor recreation in tandem.
It's very siloed. So here we're talking about civil rights, and here we're talking about the great outdoors and wilderness as though it's something separate from civil rights. And I would say it's not.
Finney says we are all responsible for creating a new legacy, one where more people can thrive in outdoor recreation. With producer Caroline Martin, I'm Anna Lesmus, University of Vermont Community News Service.